Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Cassandra Kelsch on the top five canning mistakes. She says, so I just barely canned some homemade soup and hamburger last week, left the rings on and stored them in my basement. Would you suggest throwing all those out?
Okay. Cassandra's referring to the fact that she left her rings on for storage, which can potentially give you what's called a false seal. Cassandra, no, I would not throw those out as long as you followed safe canning methods. I would go down and remove the rings right now and then just be really sure when you go to use those jars that the lid's on really well. If you have to pry that lid off and you hear that suction sound. A lot of times if you're looking at the food in your jars, you can actually see it suck up when you open your jar. Then you know that you have a true, really good seal. The problem comes in is when people aren't really paying attention and they open their jars and don't really realize that it wasn't sealed on there very well. It was just kind of sitting on there and sucked on lightly. So just make sure that your seal is on there really well when you go to open those jars and you should be fine.
Okay.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you are looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.